You'll find suffering of Paul in 2 Corinthians in 11 and 12 there, if you want to look at that later. But let's pray. Father, we're grateful for the day that you've given us. Thank you for the beautiful day and for this opportunity and privilege that we have to assemble here in this sanctuary and enjoy the wonderful singing. What a wonderful morning already. And now, Lord, as I stand to proclaim the truths of the Word of God, how I need your freshness. How I need your anointing. I plead the blood of the Lamb of God upon the devil and the Baha'i for the need of each heart. God, not allow any hindered spirits to be here whatsoever. And now I pray for souls to be saved, hearts to be revived and touched by your marvelous power. And to God be the glory in all that you do. Amen. Now, you'll find in the scripture here in Corinthians, you'll find about the suffering of Paul. And we know that Paul was one of the greatest apostles. He was one of the greatest missionaries and one of the greatest preachers ever. But he suffered on his way to heaven. And, of course, none of us understand why we, born again, children of God, have to suffer like we do. Matter of fact, I've had some sinners ask me or say to me, Bobby, you say that you are a Christian. Why do you have all the troubles that you do? I mean, not only we don't understand, but sinners don't understand as well. And of course, I answered with what Paul said, and they that live godly shall suffer persecution. Oh, my soul. Yeah, and all that will live godly shall suffer. Amen. Through great tribulation shall we enter in to the kingdom. We're going to suffer. A lot of people think, or sinners, of course, think, well, if I get saved, we won't have no more trouble. I'm afraid that's when it began. Amen. But I'm thankful for what he said there in the psalmist said, many are the afflictions of the righteous. But I like what he said in the last part of that verse. He said that we would be delivered, amen. So cheer up, my brother. Let not your heart be troubled. One of these days, we're going to be delivered from all the suffering, from all the pain, from all the heart, and all the troubles will be history. Can you say a healthy amen right there? Oh, that's what keeps me going. That's what keeps me encouraged. Hey, listen, when we go through the trials of temptation, I'm thankful to know one day there'll be no more. Glory to God. What a day. Glorious day. That'll be when we set free from all of our heartaches and all of our troubles. Praise God. You know, Paul said there was a purpose for it. And we know that all things work together for the good of them that love God, to them who are the called according. In everything, give thanks, because this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning all of you. Beloved, think it not strange concerning the fiery trials which try you, as though some strange things happened to you, but rejoice! But rejoice! Inasmuch as ye are partakers of Christ's suffering, but rejoice! You know what I find most Christians are doing? Poor little old me. Seem like I suffer more than anybody. I don't believe you suffer as much as I have, God. The devil has stolen some of your joy. Because of you suffering. Why don't y'all get off of quiet right there for? No wonder nobody wants what we bad this is, God. we used to. And one of the reasons we let that other crowd cheat us out as well. Let everything that have breath. Praise the Lord. This is the day that the Lord hath made. Let us what? Rejoice and be. Whoopee, glory to God. Hallelujah, praise God. All of those are good words. What's happened to that? I'm praising God. You don't know what I'm going through, Brother Brindle. Well, don't look like none of you been shipwrecked lately. I don't see no knots on any head where you've been stoned. And it don't look like any of you just got out of prison and come to church this morning. So, whoopee! Glory to God! Amen! The living praise what? God. The dead praise not. Amen. So you all look like you're breathing. So let her rip. You young men want to run while I'm preaching? Hey, I used to run with them, but I can't do it no more. This is not, hey listen, this is not charismatic. This is what the Bible teaches us, that we are to rejoice. But we good at whining about it. You can't ask nobody how to do it anymore much, Pastor. Christmas. Of course, some of you been singing it since last Christmas, and you still sing. Listen. We need to count it all joy. Because, listen, Paul said, one of the reasons that he suffered because he may not get exalted of a measure. In other words, Paul said, if I never had any suffering, any troubles, that I'd get so built up in pride, I wouldn't be worth much to God. Hey, listen, in the Old Testament, prosperity is what made people great. And in the New Testament, suffering is what makes Christians great. So count it all joy. And quit questioning God about it. Rather than asking Him why, you might say, what are you trying to say to me, God? When any time that I've ever faced any type of temptation, when I've been honest with God and I ask God what was He trying to say to me, He always showed me something I needed to do or not need to do. May not have been what I wanted, but God knows what we need. Yes, this is a good day. Amen. And not only, I'm going to try to rush right along. Listen, it's for the testing of our faith. Knowing this, that the trying of your faith worketh. Patience! 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 We cry out to God, say, I committed that that situation of God, why do you try to help God if you really committed it to God? Listen to me now. We all have been guilty of wanting it instantly. But it don't always work like that. I'm thankful sometimes, Lord to God, that it is. But not every time. But if God don't, hey, listen, do it instantly. We don't need to get impatient with him. We need to let him do it in his own time and his own way. When you cry to God, don't do it. Don't get in God's way because it'll hinder. And then when you pray about it, don't tell God how to do it. It amazes me when I just leave it with God. A lot of times when I pray, God, I don't know even what to ask you to do in this situation, but it's a blessing to know that you know how to take care of it. Ooh. Woo, 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 woo. Not ho, ho, ho. Woo, woo, woo. We impatient. And every time that you get impatient, hey, listen, trying to help God, you always make a mess of it. I come to realize that I'm not the Holy Ghost. Now, we need to be sensitive to the Holy Ghost when he tells us to do something about it. I'm thinking about this morning, on the way over here, I stopped in Dawsonville and got me a bottle of water. And I was standing there waiting to be checked out. And there was three or four standing around there. And this lady come in from outside, and they was talking, and, oh, he had such a vulgar mouth. And boy, the Holy Ghost spoke to me. I don't normally do this. But when she finished with me, I mean, this is strange. There was about three or four around there, and they just all split when I was a turning. And I spoke to that man with kindness. And I told him, I said, I used to talk like that before I got saved. And he just mailed it. Boy, he just mailed it. The Holy Ghost just... And I went on with kindness and told him that I was a man of God. And I mentioned about how, you know, disrespect it was to say what he was saying to them women. And I said, I know you didn't know that I was a man of God. But I went on. But anyway, what I'm saying, we are not to be get ahead of the Holy Ghost. I'm thankful, glory to God. Hallelujah. He can work and none can hinder. I'd like to say this. I'm thankful that my mother didn't try to be the Holy Ghost. I was a drunkard. I'm thankful she just kept loving me and praying for me. And glory to God, it worked. That same God that my mother prayed to is the same God that I pray to. And I'm thankful, praise God, that my mother had patience with God, that my mother believed God. And my mother got to see me get saved, and God put me in the ministry. He did exceedingly and abundantly above what she was praying for. Amen. See, that's what it does. When we be patient with God, then not only, hey, listen, we'll have experience with God. You know why some of you are wringing your hands this morning, and why some of you, hey, listener, hey, your faith is so weak? Because you've always fixed and patched up everything, hey, listen, that you've been faced with, and therefore you don't know what God can do. Hey, if you leave it with God and let Him do it in His own time, hey, in His own way, then glory to God, you believe God can do anything. And we know that it's not God's will that any sinner perish. Amen. I want you to know that that brings experience. And then when we have another situation that based experience, hey, listen, keeps our faith strong. Not only it brings patience and it brings experience when we let God do it, but then glory to God that experience brings hope. 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 Hallelujah. I want you to know that, hey, today there's hope for every situation that you are in. If I didn't believe that, I would close my Bible and I'd go back to Chatsworth, Georgia, saying there ain't no hope. There's not any hope in Bobby Brindle. There's not any hope in you. Where the hope is in Jesus! Jesus! Totally. 100%. Not a little God, but a big God with a big G. I believe that. There's hope for it, every situation that we're faced with. You believe that? Well, that's all I've got to say. I got some more, but that's it. Come back tonight.